Dane Neal is not in Dwight. He's probably downtown right now. Hey, Dane, how are you?
I am okay. I am on the way down. Tomato, tomato on the route en route. And on hold hearing a lot of the stuff about the Bear. I mean, that show has really taken off. Remember, I brought Jeremy Allen White in to talk with you a couple years ago, and the season had already been out, but the fuse had not been lit on that. Believe it or not, a lot of my food-related colleagues, and I've worked the red carpet at the James Beard Award and the Aspen Classic, I was trying to connect them with Jeremy. Hey, you want to talk to Jeremy from the Bear? It's a great show. And they had no interest. And just see how things have changed. Wow.
I don't know if I would have done that interview any differently, but you may recall, I certainly do, that I told Jeremy Allen White that I thought that all of the angst and yelling in the kitchen when they're making roast beef sandwiches is ridiculous. I go, it's Italian beef. I know we love it, but it's like, guys, this isn't a 4-star restaurant. It's not rocket surgery. You put some beef on a bun with some jardinera, and then you hand it to a guy out the window. It's ridiculous, the tension there. Didn't agree with me.
It's not healthy, right, John? I mean, certainly there is a little bit of that, and that has resonated as authentic, that there's those crazy tense moments, but it can't be like all the time.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of my listeners just texted in. I may be in the minority, but I think it's overrating. All they do is yell at each other. They do more than that, but you have to care about the art or care about people who care about the art of food service in season 3, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not watching it as closely as I had in the past. I will definitely tune into it when they incorporate the NASCAR street race into the storyline.
Let's talk about that. What should I look for? I mean, it's going to be so much better this year because it won't be marred by rain, but will there be... Our worry last year was that there's not going to be any racing. It's too tight a course. It's not enough opportunity for the guys to really pass. What's the race going to look like on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be a lot better. You're talking to a bunch of the drivers from all over. They have had all this time to not only experience it, they create sort of a notebook on it, but then they all have racing simulators, and the manufacturers do as well, where they're able to do one-to-one replications of the course, and the drivers are all practicing. So it was a huge mystery last year. They had never done NASCAR, had never done a street course before, much less a course with that exact route to it, so they had never been it. And there was so much cloak and dagger built into it, they didn't want the drivers getting any kind of a head start on familiarity. So oftentimes at races, you'll have the Cup Series drivers who will be racing on Sunday. They'll also race the Xfinity race on Saturday, too, because they love to race, right? They like to get out there and do that, but they were prohibited last year. This year, they can. So a lot more familiarity. Although, John, I really did think it was very on-brand of them to have complete stopped gridlock and traffic jams built into the experience.
There was a screen grab I took from when I'm watching it on TV, and there was about 10 or 12 cars that had slid into each other on the rain-soaked road. And it was just this massive traffic jam as they tried to untangle. And I tweeted out, I've done that with a cup of coffee in my hand, because it looked like rush hour in Chicago. But one great thing about NASCAR is those cars go so fast. They can't go so fast on this course. What's the top speed they hit, Dane?
Well, you know what? It depends. So you've got the Xfinity cars and you've got the Cup Series cars. The Saturday and Sunday, they look almost identical. A lot. There's an extra gear in the Cup cars, bigger engines, and all that. So I figure, the average speed is around 90 miles an hour, and that includes all the turns. But I think on the straightaways, I've heard, 140, something like that. You may be able to get into it. But you don't want to get going too fast, because every time you get going, that fast, you're going to need to come to a stop at a predictable time. And so we'll see. It's more of a strategy than it is, let's say, Talladega or Daytona, where they literally will just put their foot down, get it into the top gear, put their foot down, and then not raise it the entire race if you can. It's not that race.
Who should we look for? Is there a storyline that is interesting to you that I should know a little bit about?
Well, I really do love the storyline. It's right out of Central Casting. Is if you're looking, I mentioned Talladega, where NASCAR roots, and just a lot of the traditional sort of down home feel to what it is, and then they come to Chicago, and NASCAR is really hoping for more of that. We know that it's not exactly Monaco, but more of that cosmopolitan feel to the whole thing. and less of, you know, traditional drivers, and they're trying to reach out to new markets and new people. And so last year, if you'll remember, Shane Van Gisbergen, first time, you know, a guy who was a supercar champ out of Australia, came in and won. And so we had not only a new winner, we had an international flair, which kind of gives it, you know, we are an international type city. And so that went well. He's been racing more. That was his first race, right? So he was able to get that win there. He'll be in this, actually racing both of the races this weekend, along with Kyle Larson. And you and I have talked, you know, about him, of course, entering in the Indy 500, such a super talented driver, can drive almost anything, dirt track and everything. He got fourth last year. He's going to be racing one of the few Cup Series drivers that will also be racing the Xfinity race on Saturday. So I give, you know, Kyle's on a roll. He's as hot, you know, as it can be and can handle anything. I give him a great shot, too. Joey Logano will be in there, too. But yeah. Here's another, I wanted to mention this, is a local kind of hometown favorite, and we're seeing William Byron won the Daytona 500. His background was mostly racing simulators. And Andre Castro, a guy who graduated just a couple years ago from University of Chicago, will be racing in this race as well. Super talented guy, a lot of simulator background, and he'll be on track, and we give him a shot as well.
Forgive me for this question. And by the way, 45 seconds left. Will there be crashes?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yes, and lots of them, but they won't be at super high speed, so hopefully everybody will be safe. You probably won't see cars rolling. I did want to mention, and this is open to the public, today at 610 South Michigan, 3 p.m., there's a huge groundbreaking announcement. Urban Youth Racing School is coming to Chicago to do a pilot with Mercy Home. So they're going to be bringing in for Chicago kids an opportunity to get that STEM education, to get an awareness to motorsports, and then also there's pathways into NASCAR. This has never happened here in the city. It's groundbreaking. Excited about that, 3 p.m.
Dane, I presume you think this is a good deal for the city when you consider how much money we do make and don't make and the inconvenience with roadblocks, block-offs, and so forth. Is this a fair trade for the city?
You know, it's one of those things, like, do we need it? No. Will we have fun? Will everybody be happy? Do we got a lot going on? Absolutely, yes. I think to add an additional thing to it, for racing, it's absolutely amazing. And they're going to have all the things they wanted. So all those fans who, you know, saw it on TV thought it was great, but the in-person with no festivals and concerts, they just didn't get to experience what NASCAR had imagined.
Yeah.
That's going to happen this year. So I think we'll see, and hopefully they're hoping it'll be a must-do, you know, going forward forever.
Dane Zahra, a WGN Radio motorsports expert, but he knows food as well, having hosted and created national radio and TV shows about food and travel. You can tell, can't you? Always nice to talk to you, Dane. Let's connect again.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.